Start with two speakers who will share their personal stories about how their lives were upended by misguided mandates. Our first speaker is Janet Schlatter. We used to go to church together. I used to sit behind Janet back in Chambersburg. Janet, it's great to see you. Wish it was under different circumstances. She, of course, lives in Franklin County. Janet, until recently, was a registered nurse. She joins us today to separate the facts from fiction regarding the adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. Janet, the floor is yours. Thank you for being here.
Should I start again?
Yes, we want the world to hear you. Thank you, Janet.
My name is Janet Schlatter. I live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm not a conspiracy theory. I'm a regular person that prior to January of 2021, I was active, healthy, independent, strong, single woman. I was a registered nurse that worked over 50 hours a week. I'd take a week of call at a time. I love to do so many things. One thing, I love to travel. The few years before I got the vaccine, my son and I traveled to Scotland. We rode and drove all over that country, visited cities. My son got to play golf at St. Andrews. I got to walk the streets where my great-grandfather grew up in Banff, Scotland. It was an incredible trip. I would go tent camping and kayaking, cook over an open fire. I read two books in a week on vacation. It was wonderful. I drove alone to Maine, Inner Maine, where I grew up, and visited friends and family, ate lots of lobster, and visited lots of lakes and rivers, and the ocean, who I love so much and miss. I attended all my son's basketball games. He's a college basketball coach. And I would take my camera and photograph all the boys. I loved it. Someday, I hope he gets to be a full-time coach. That's his goal. But in January of 2021, I received my first and only COVID vaccine. It was the Moderna. I had an immediate reaction. I spent hours with the medics. And within 24 hours, I was in the emergency room with chest pain. Shortness of breath, really fast heart rate. My breathing just was getting worse. And yet the ER doctor told me it had nothing to do with the vaccine. Nothing. He said, we don't see this from the vaccine. So no support there at all. I couldn't believe it. The 8 months after I had the vaccine, I started getting frequent severe headaches. I had difficulty thinking and focusing at work. I started getting balance issues and tremors, and a buzzing started in my ears that was constant. I still have it. Then October 2nd of 2021, my life changed forever. A severe headache started that never stopped. I could barely walk. Sometimes I couldn't walk at all. I started having severe tremors to the point I could barely feed myself. I had a swallowing difficulty. My balance was terrible. My boss called me in the office and wanted to know what was wrong that summer. But as I said, October 2nd, everything changed. I spent my day lying flat in the dark and in the quiet. Fear. Yeah. What was happening? What was going to happen to me? Would I end up in a nursing home? I finally made it to Johns Hopkins in December, where they did so many tests. I was on so many medications. Nothing seemed to help. Every time I went, it was a different diagnosis. They didn't know what to do. And yet, I saw so many doctors. None of them would acknowledge that the vaccine had anything to do with this. There was one that independently, in private, and unofficially said, it's the vaccine. but everybody else was rude or completely shut me down and said no. But could one explain why I had such a drastic and complete change in my life and my health in just a few months? No. Finally, in June of 22, I did start a new medication that did help a little bit. It's over $1,800 a month, which I can't afford. And my doctor had to fight for months to get the insurance company to approve it. And this goes on every year. I was also started on Parkinson medication and neuropathy set in. I started help from a naturopath. All of this did give me some improvement. I was able to be up initially an hour at home where it was quiet and the lights aren't there because lights like this, they're difficult for me to deal with. I have two pairs of sunglasses on. Oh, golly, I'm sorry. I started to be able to be up. My tremors got much better. My walking was better. My balance was still an issue. It still is. I walk with a cane. Once in a while, I need a wheelchair. But I know that at any instant, a severe headache can hit, and then I will need to lie down and get in the quiet quickly. I've had four falls that have caused a back injury now. And so not only do I have headaches all the time, but I deal with severe back, hip, and leg pain. My legs are so restless at night, I can't sleep along with the pain. I've had a huge decline in my cognition. I can't think complex thoughts anymore, especially financial. I need help. I can't do forms. I can't get on my computer. I can't read. I can't use the computer. I don't deal well with lights and sounds and commotion. My memory is so bad. This past Monday, I had an appointment with a podiatrist. I'd just been there a few weeks ago, and I couldn't remember how to go. It's a little frightening when you lose your mind, when it used to be so sharp. I can drive sometimes 1 to 5 miles, but never in the dark. I have difficulty going anywhere, just getting a bunch of bananas from the grocery store. If you can only think about the noises in a grocery store, the machines, the beeps, the intercom, the echoes, the people from noises, just the bright lights and all the stimuli, it's difficult. And I know at any moment I could be down. So imagine trying to go to a noisy restaurant or the movies or a basketball game, a church or a party where they have music or a concert. It's nearly impossible. And if I try, I'm down for 1 or 2 days at home, flat again on my back. In September of 22, don't think that this just affects me. It affects my whole family. My son was horrified when he came home and saw me on weekends. And in September, he willingly and lovingly moved back home and back to Chambersburg and lives with me and be my caregiver. He gave up coaching last season, and he's been coaching basketball in college since 2013. Luckily, he'll be coaching again this season. He should be out dating, fishing, golfing, building his future, but he's home doing my housework, my yard work, fixing meals for me, helping me financially. The out-of-cost pockets I've had from medical costs was tens of thousands of dollars just last year. And I'm on Social Security disability. That's nearly my whole paid income for the year. I've worked hard for over 45 years. I had a plan for the future. I wanted to travel more. I wanted to do medical missionary trips around the world. But I couldn't even renew my RN license in December because it can't do the continuing education required. I want it to someday spoil my future grandkids. And I wanted to continue to go to my son's basketball games. So the life that I had planned and the life that I did have, it's gone. I live a very isolated life with constant pain, with physical and mental impairment. My future, I have no idea what it brings.
Janet, I want to tell you something. You know, you are still a very articulate woman. You're not showing any signs of things that, like dementia or anything, that somebody might associate with the rest of these physical ailments. I have a very close family member immediately after the shot, the neuropathy started. It was my wife. She ended up giving up waitressing, which she loved doing simply because she can't hold the trays and stuff constantly anymore. What you're going through, somebody needs held accountable. Somebody definitely needs held accountable for this.